You know, carving stations with chefs there, carving stations and food, champagne being poured. Tickets are available online at pasaderaconcours.com. And, you know, there are only a very select number of tickets that are sold. And so if there's an interest, you want to definitely get online and get registered for a ticket.
I heard about that. The food was extraordinary a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And everybody was really bummed that everybody had to cancel last year, of course.
Yeah.
And refresh my memory what day of the week it is.
So Thursday, August 5th, is the press party. And then Friday, we kick off Concours. So August 6th, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the show starts at 2 and ends at 6 o'clock. There's a Club 100 dinner after that. But for exhibitors and sponsors and vendors and judges. But the show is from 2 to 6 on Friday, August 6th. We kick off Concours Week at Pasadena, and then off to the track on Saturday and Sunday, and then it gets busy on Monday.
That's right, because we had to find a day that didn't conflict with so many other events.
That's right.
So that's right. You're the Friday before.
The first.
That's
right. They're the first show.
Right. So you kick off the week, you know, it was the following week.
Yeah.
It was really brilliant to find that day.
Yeah.
People want to put on events, and you can't find a day that you don't conflict with all these other wonderful events on the peninsula.
Well, you know, Rich, just to give you an idea, in 2019, there were 21 Car Week events that happened during Car Week. Yeah. 21. Well, you can't see them all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So one of the things, I'll just say this. We had an exhibitor who was exhibiting at Pebble Beach that week in 2019. He was at our show, and he came up to me, and he said, Rick, I need to talk to you. He introduced himself, and he said, I just want to tell you, and I've been exhibiting cars at Pebble for the last 7 years. He said, I've been coming to Monterey Car Week for almost 30 years. And he said, this will be my most enjoyable Car Week experience. And I asked him why. I said, you know, what is it about the show? And he said, you know, it's relaxing. It's enjoyable. Car Week has gotten a little complicated. This is just, which it has.
Yeah.
He says, this is just relaxing. It's enjoyable. And, you know, we call it casual elegance. That's what it is. You get to really enjoy each other. It's great time to bring family, guests. Kids are invited. Young children are invited as well.
That's one of the things we commented on a couple of years ago, Pep, when you and I went to that event, was that once we were inside, had our little, you know, the entry, we got a glass of champagne, we got a little bite, we saw a bunch of people we knew, and we turned around and said, we just parked, and then 5 minutes later, we're already enjoying the show.
It's so nice and relaxing.
It's so easy.
Yeah. And, you know, let's face it, Quail used to be that way. When Lori and I went to the Pebble Beach Concours in 1979, we parked the car about four blocks away from the entry of the lodge. We walked down, we paid our $35, and we went in and to the car show. You know, that's what it was. I mean, you know, back then, in 1979, it was that easy. Well, it's not that easy
anymore. It's become very complicated for the visitor.
Yeah.
Or for the spectator or the enthusiast.
Yeah.
You have so many things on the agenda. You're running from event to event to
that's
event.
That's right. Yeah.
We enjoy going to the Meekum right here.
Sure. Right here at Del Monte.
Yeah. Right here.
It's great.
It's 50 yards away.
It's
just
great.
To have fun.
Yeah.
Where do you see it as, you know, when you think about the Kentucky Derby, everybody dresses a certain way.
Yeah.
And you said your event is,
you
know, you're looking toward this casual elegance, you know. The first year, I think people would, you know, wearing shorts and really cash.
Yeah.
You know, do you see it as being, you're kicking it up to a point where you might expect people to dress a little bit? Kentucky Derby-ish, car-ish? What do you think?
We had people, we had some guys in some snazzy suits, and we had people in casual attire. I think if you were to focus on a look or a feel, you can imagine kind of a Ralph Lauren polo kind of look. That's the way I think a lot of people showed up in 2019, and probably the way they'll show up this year as well.
Yeah, I like that. I like that theme.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah,
and it fits the setting of the beautiful clubhouse that the cars are wrapped around.
Yeah.
So one more time, the information for the listener that can get information or tickets.
Sure. PasaderaConcours.com, Dave.
Okay.
That's where they want to go.
All right.
And you know, the website is easy to navigate.
Sure.
You go to hit tickets, go right, scroll down, get yourself registered. Believe me, everyone showing up this year is going to have a great time. Exhibitors are going to love it. Ticket holders are going to really enjoy the experience.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Rick Barnett's our good friend and guest today from Concorso at Pasadena. We can't wait for the show, the kickoff show to Car Week.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Everyone's so excited.
Yeah. Everybody's so excited.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, and great to see you again.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you very much.
All righty.
All right, Shag Bag Show on Power Talk 1460 AM and 101 FM for Saturday morning, live from Del Monte. Dave Marzetti, Chef Rich Pepe is with us as our co-host this morning. We got the Neils coming up next. Neil Larkin from Monterey Pines, and Neil Hotelling from the Pebble Beach Historian, of course, who has not been with us for a long time because he lives now in Florida. But if we could get, do me a favor and sneak around the... Just tap on the window. You can just tap on the window. And Neil Larkin will come on in and say hi to us. Hey, don't forget, tonight there's a big show happening at the Whaling Station. It's sold out. It's sold out event in advance. But you know what? If there could be a cancellation, you could call there. I don't know. Or maybe you know Kevin. But, you know, we're at 50% of the seating, so it filled up really quickly. So, but it's going to be a real blast, and they do live entertainment every night there at the Whaling Station. So take advantage of that, because it's a great time. It's a wonderful time, and it's really helps set the mood. I mean, it's already a great mood. It's already a great deal with all the wonderful steaks and the dinners that they present in that atmosphere, but adding to it the live music is a great component. So great night on the way for us tonight. Can't wait for that. We got Neil Larkin now from Monterey Pines. Neil.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much, David. And Mayor,
yeah,
how are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I like that. Thank you very much.
So
I'm going to pass that around.
So what's going on?
Well, we did that necessary evil on Monday.
You did the punching of the greens?
The 12-letter word that you don't
announce. Airification.
Airification. But it's doing good. We're healing. We've been doing Super Twilight all day, all through this week. It'll end tomorrow, Sunday. We'll be the last day to do Super Twilight. And we've been getting people out there. It's healing great. Blake and his crew did a great job. And, of course, looks fabulous right now.
It's we played a month ago or so?
About that.
Yeah, and haven't been invited back since, but I don't know what we did. But
something about the two cards colliding together.
Well, we didn't have Vanderwoody with us. No, that could have been.
No, he throws people out cards.
Exactly. But it was very impressive. They've really made some great modifications out there, and just some little touches like the behind 18 green and the putting green between those two, there's a mound there that separates the two, and they got the stand with the American flag up there, which is new, which is awesome looking.
It is.
They got the clock. I don't know if you got the clock in yet.
It's awesome.
The starter's clock is in, which is like one of those big, like Rolex type clocks that you see at golf courses. And then, of course, tell us about the lengthening of the course.
Yes, so we got it close to over 5,800. We were originally was 5,500. And we're still working on getting 18 to become a par 5, so we'd become a par 70. That's been put back on the pushed back a little bit, so we're looking probably around September, October to be completed.
But once it is...
we'll be rated as a par 70.
Par 70.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever.
First time ever.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So they push back. Let's see, if you go on, go play one, you go across the road and take that left onto the path at number two. To the right there is the back tee, right?
Yes, yes. We added about 45 yards.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then behind 18, right?
Behind 18 is about, if we add the next few yards, we're supposed to, about 458. And then, because you have the prevailing wind, and then we're putting those two bunkers out there in the fairway by the right side of the lake and the left side of the fairway, that's going to help us get that par 5.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. It's a local treasure. I don't know how many locals play. My son Christian played not too long ago, 2-3 weeks ago, had a great time. Loves that course.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, it's in great shape. I mean, doing the maintenance, like Blake says, don't say airification, maintenance. Doing maintenance. Yeah, So, yes, it's going to be back probably in another week. We'll be looking good again.
We know that you're open to the public yet, of course, and you have the public rates, general public rates, and you have military rates. Just give us an example of some of those rates.
Well, right now for the public is $45, and then DOD and veterans $35, and then military is $25. That's just the green fee, and then $20 to ride in the cart. Then we have Super Twilight, Early Twilight and Super Twilight, and those drop down $10 for the public, mm-hmm. and then $5 for the military and veterans.
That's always fair. Always very fair.
Wow.
And
are you kidding me?
Then of course you've got the monthlies, right?
Yes. Monthly passes, the 30 days, military is 140, DOD or veterans 150, and the public is 170. And then we have the 10 play, civilians 270, DOD 190, and veterans 190. Military, retire or active duty 150. And then we also have our association rate who are members of the NCGA at the club for 230. I apologize. Veterans 230 also for the template.
But it's a great deal to be able to pay a monthly. Like I was saying, Christian,
yes.
maybe he should do that.
Yeah.
A monthly.
Christian's moving right around the corner right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're in town, right? and you have some time off, monthly is the way to go because you're saving $10 to $12 a round or $15 a round every time you come out.
And what a great place to play, though. Even if you don't finish a whole round, if you play in the
yeah,
afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it, $25,
$35? Yeah.
It's two glasses of wine. You know, just go and get a workout and walk some holes.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it busy every day?
I'm telling you. So we airified Monday. We had like 140 on Tuesday, 150 on Wednesday.
Really?
160 Thursday. And yesterday about over 175.
Wow.
And we about 175 on the
wow.
today. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Golf has had a hell of a boom.
Right?
During the pandemic.
It's the thing right now.
Yes, it is. It is.
Good for golf. Golf needed it, didn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you know me, I'm not big in the golf world, you know. But as far as I understand, golf needed that little push.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people have been cooped up and they want to go out and enjoy the golf courses now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So.
I'd like to announce one thing.
Dave. What?
Yes.
We're going to have National Golf Day, May 12th. May 12th, we're going to have National Golf Day, free golf.
Yeah, all day.
All day, free golf, and you just pay for your ride if you're going to take a cart. We're going to have a food special, like a $10 meal with a soft drink. So, ribs or half chicken with potato salad, garlic bread, and coleslaw and a fountain drink. And then we're also doing 10% off on regular Mark clothing items of our men and women, our golf bags, towels, and headwear. And we're doing $10 off on our golf passes, you know. And that will end May 31st. So if you didn't get in on May 12th for the free golf day, we're going to extend the $10 off on the passes till May 31st.
Unbelievable.
How does one get in on the free golf day?
You just call the shop and make a tee time.
Make a tee time now.
Can you make a tee time for a foursome?
Yeah, foursome.
You can. How about that?
Let's go just for the chicken.
You better tell Christian about